First Pekim, the Garm, fifth Mishnah. Ketzel Hakam. How could it be by the fact that I pushed it for one day, a kula will come out of that? It had these two white hairs, and they disappeared. So if he would look at it the day before, he'd be muchlat. He looked at it the day later, it wasn't there. And we go by the day the Kohen looks at it, not. We don't care what happens historically in between. There were white hairs, and they got black. This is problematic because here's really no difference, because if you have to have two white hairs in order for them to be tame. Rukas v'ksira, they were right left, and they got shorter. So if you would have looked at it the day before, it was enough to be metame, not that. Achas eruka v'achaksara v'ksira shtehen. There's one long and one short one, and they both got shorter, which also is not nafkemin, because you have to have two long ones. Nismach hashchir l'shneim or l'achas meim, a different type of skin condition, some type of boil, came close to one of them, came two of them, and it separated that part of the tzaraat from the other part of the tzaraat, so that would be l'hakil. Because once I have the shchin, it's mapsik between the two hairs, and the namet starved to him in the time of the negative. Or chilkon, shchin or michas shchin or michas amichva, or the two parts of this tzaraat were split, separated by shchin or michas hashchin. Shchin is, he says, some type of boil. He was hit by something. Shchin comes from pressure, and michva comes from heat. Piece of burning metal burnt him, and he got this michva. And michias hashchin or michias michva is that. These are also something as a result of the skin started and getting better. Kopanim, it's not a regular type of skin, and therefore it separates the original tzaraat. So boak is a different color of white, which is not one of the colors that's a tamah person. Or it was a tzaraat that had this regular skin in the middle, which is simen tumah, and that went away. Or if it was square and it became round. Oaruka, or came long. In order for this tumas michya to be metame, it has to be square. Vuteres v'nasa metzah, it has to be in the center, and it was moved to the side. V'chunesev v'nispalza, it was all together. And michya, yeah. The michya itself, this healthy skin, got spread out in a fashion that it's not all in one place. It has to be a square of a certain size in the center. Boshrin v'nitchlis v'toicho, the shrin, this boil came in the middle of it, kifo chilka, or also it surrounded it, or it's split it in half, or miyato, or it caused the shrin to be less than the right, it caused the michya, which is a simatum, to be less than the prescribed size. Hashrin, or michya, michas hashrin, or michas hamichva, michas hamichva, if you had this type of tzaras from the boil, from the pressure, the wound that he got, or from the burn that he got, baboyak, all these things affected the michya in the fashion that the michya doesn't have the proper shape or size. Another example is that the original tzaras on Shabbos was larger. On Sunday, it shrunk down again. So Kohen says on Sunday, he's taught. The original tzaras disappeared, and just some external part that was added on to it remained, but the original one disappeared. Shemato, it got less than the shear. All these things that happened after Shabbos is lakula. Vein bezev is a gris in a case that it shrunk and there's less than a gris in the remaining piece of the tzaras. Or hashchin mitzchashchin v'chas v'ikvi v'aboyak choyukun bein ha'om l'pisoin, or a case where this boil, this wound from being burnt, and this non-saras thing separated between the original saras and what the spreading of the saras. The halacha is that for the saras in time, because it got larger, is only if the large part is connected to the initial saras, but it's separated by something, it's not matam. So all these situations are lahakil, that on Shabbos it did not have them, and Sunday all of a sudden it changed, and the sumin tumah was eradicated by all his different forms, either disappeared or was separated or whatever, then the fact that he waited another day is lakula.